From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry, began talks on economic cooperation and regional security in Cairo. The meeting marks the first U.S.-Egyptian strategic dialogue since 2009. The talks today come at a time when Egypt is confronting growing threats from terrorists in the Sinai Peninsula. Some of these militant groups have claimed allegiance to the Islamic State group, also known as Daesh. Kerry spoke with news media before the talks.
The agenda for our delegations today is very broad. It ought to be. It includes the threat posed by Daesh, which is serious. Just 2 days ago, General Allen met in Canada with 22 nations. We continue to be deeply focused on Daesh, and we believe we're making progress.
Mr. Kerry is scheduled to meet with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi later today. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution from the nation's power plants. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by 2030. Individual states would be responsible for coming up with their own plans to meet the target. Mr. Obama unveiled a preliminary version of the regulations last year that would have started 2 years earlier and had a more modest target of cutting emissions by 30%. White House officials say the new version, if implemented, would increase the amount of power in the United States that is generated by renewable energy sources to 28%. The plan is expected to face opposition as power companies and the Republican-led Congress raise questions about the cost of reforms and effect on consumers. The World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. These reforms would have triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Margaret Chen is a WHO's Director General.
Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures for procurement, for staff deployment, and the management of our global resources to speed up the response to any emergency.
Britain and France said Sunday it was a top priority for them to block the flow of migrants seeking passage to England through the Eurotunnel. In a joint statement published in British and French newspapers, British Home Secretary and her French counterpart called on other European Union countries and the international community to help curb the flow of refugees from Africa to Europe. Malaysia's transport minister said Sunday that a wing part found last week on an island in the Indian Ocean has been verified to be from the same type of aircraft as the Malaysia Airlines plane that disappeared last year. The minister said French authorities and plane maker Boeing were among those who have confirmed that the so-called flaperon came off a 777 jet. He also said Malaysia is reaching out to terrorists near Reunion Island to help determine whether any other objects in the region could be part of the missing plane. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared in March 2014 with 239 people on board. It is the only missing 777 jet. Flooding in Myanmar has now killed at least 27 people and affected more than 150,000. Both figures are expected to rise as the government, military, and relief organizations work to carry out rescue operations and provide aid. President Thein Sein visited the Sagaing region in northern Myanmar Saturday, one of four areas where he has declared a state of emergency. Weeks of heavy rains caused flooding and landslides that have hit the western part of the country hardest. A Mexican photojournalist who went into hiding after being harassed was among five people found dead from gunshot wounds inside a Mexico City apartment. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from V.